Hey everybody, welcome to Cincinnati Real Producers Podcast, powered by Next Door Photos. I'm Patrick Braddock, owner and publisher of Cincinnati Real Producers.
And I'm Daniel Ziegler, owner of Next Door Photos. Every week, we're getting to know Cincinnati's top realtors.
Our goal is to elevate and inspire the real estate community throughout Greater Cincinnati.
Today we have Brian Bourne with Kauf Hunter Haas Realtors. Brian is in his sixth year selling real estate, and his career sales volume is over $33 million. In 2023 alone, his volume was over $8 million with an average sales price of over $499,000. Brian has earned Circle of Excellence and Ohio President's Sales Club Awards every year since 2020. Welcome to the show, Brian Bourne.
Thank you. Boom. Happy to be here.
My man, Brian, dude. I was excited about this, and I'm glad that you're able to join our podcast. So thank you for being a part of this. And I'm going to start with congratulating you on your success so quickly in this industry. It's not easy to do, man.
Thank you. So, appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when we talked off camera and off mic here, you know, we've I mentioned how this is going to be an easy conversation for me because I've known Brian for a while. Before either of us got into this. So, and it's just because Brian knows everyone based on his previous career.
Yeah.
So like and it's fascinating to me listening to the connections that you have and how that's culminated in a successful real estate business as well. You know, like, so if you don't care, we're going to dive into kind of what you did before real estate, if that's okay. And,
sure.
Give us a little background information on you and what brought you to, you know, full circle into real estate.
Well, in my previous life, I would say I was in the restaurant bar business.
Yeah.
And, I managed an Irish pub, pretty popular one in, Oakley Hyde Park area called RP McMurphy's. Yeah. And I managed that bar for 20 years and met a lot of great people, including you, Patrick.
Yeah.
And just, it was a fantastic experience. So when you mentioned, like, I know a lot of people, I'm blessed to know a lot of people through the industry.
Sure.
And just, you know, a lot of people spent their 20s, 30s, you know, coming into that bar, and I was pouring drinks and having good times with people and listening to problems and, you know, being sure. The bartender. So, and it was fun. It was great. But then came my wife and a child was going to be coming up, you know, probably. So,
yeah.
I saw that I was going to have to make a career change. You know, the bar business is fun and yeah. I enjoyed it every minute of it, but it was going to take a change to
sure.
head in another direction onto the next chapters of my life.
You're right. You couldn't commit your 3 and 4 in the mornings to the bar. You had to commit it to a newborn, right?
Right, exactly. It's tough. It's not real conducive to a married life and, sure. and having a child to be coming home at 4 in the morning.
Absolutely.
But it was a great, you know, those 20 years were fantastic. And it led to, I think it really contributed to my success with real estate now. Because those folks I was taking care of all those years behind the bar and, you know, I think I earned their trust and they saw that I probably operated the business, you know, in a respectful way.
Sure.
And so now that I jumped into real estate, they, you know, I'll be honest, I had a concern, like, would people be able to see me in a different light other than being their bartender and pouring them a beer?
Sure.
And, I was happy that a lot of my former bar patrons became clients and have their trust in me. So that's a yeah. great thing.
And then from my perspective, I looked at it like, man, I wish Brian would have got into it 20 or, you know, 10 years ago, because the work ethic that I saw when I was coming in as a patron was like, there was times where there's 300 people in and around the bar and it's just Brian and he's going upstairs, you know, tapping a new keg, coming up here, pouring, doing this, running every different direction. And I'm like, the guy has been doing this for 20 years, just hustling. And I'm like, I appreciate that. So like that translation into real estate, I was thinking, this guy's going to crush it. Like he just goes. And I just appreciated your work ethic. Like you stand at a bar and you wait for a drink for 5 minutes, but when you're looking at the person who's serving and you see that they're actually working their tail off, I don't have a problem waiting. Great. You know, it's those bartenders that sit there and just like shooting the breeze with somebody and then, you know, hey, I need a drink, man. Yeah, yeah, I got you. You know, it's like, that wasn't you at all, you know, and
I appreciate that.
I just have a ton of respect for you, man. And
thank you.
I appreciate your work ethic. And it was very evident from the early on when I started, you know, contributing to the success of that bar. So,
and I appreciated you coming in. Yeah, it's always fun,
yeah,
you know, before we both moved on to other chapters in our life.
Absolutely.
But, and one thing I didn't touch on was, you know, in terms of transitioning from the hospitality business into real estate is, you know, it's kind of the same thing, only on a different arena.
Yeah.
I'm still taking care of people. When I was behind the bar, I was just trying to make sure, you know, I was taking care of you and I got you a drink quickly and we're having a good time. And now it's just a different arena where I'm still just looking out for people, but on a whole different scale.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it transitioned well for me in terms of I like to take care of people. And in the real estate, you know, I'm helping people with the biggest purchase or sale that they're going to make.
Right.
And it doesn't go lightly with me. You know, like I put pressure on myself and stress on myself, not, you know, in a bad way, but I really want to take care of my clients.
You keep yourself, you know, on your own toes.
I realize the magnitude of what I'm doing to help them.
Yeah.
And so I think that transitioned well out of the hospitality business. It just had to step up, you know, into a different place where now I'm helping people buy a really expensive home or you know, sell their home.
Yeah.
So it's a people business, and that's why it was a natural thing to jump into.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely. And let's talk about that transition. You know, let's get into real estate. Like, how was the first few years of diving into it, and were the expectations set correctly for you? You're with a wonderful brokerage and Kauf Hunter Haas and Pizza. I mean, he's a trailblazer, and Heather is just, I assume, a great support for you as well. But it's a wonderful brokerage and they're very, very great at what they do. So how were those first few years of diving into the industry?
Well, it was as easy of a transition as can be. Real estate's tough to jump into.
Right.
It's not an easy business whatsoever. You're typically just a one person show. You're doing it all. Mm-hmm. But Pete and Heather, you know, they're great mentors and still are great mentors and friends. They've been friends for 20 years, 20 plus years probably. But, you know, just super knowledgeable. Pete's big with the National Association of Realtors. He will probably be the president by the end of this decade.
That's awesome.
Which is fantastic. Pete is super sharp. And Heather, she is just as sharp. I mean, she, you know, when I've spent time with her, like training in the beginning, she's just so knowledgeable and so thorough. She's just fantastic. So, and it goes throughout the whole brokerage too. Like everyone there, you know, even though we're operating as, you know, individual agents, it's so nice to be in a brokerage that everyone kind of helps each other out if you need. We're supportive of each other. You know, if I've got a question or just want to like vent, or which you have to do a lot in real estate, you know, Pete's downstairs, Heather's downstairs, Liz Lemon, Jason Kunkel, Tom Sicking, you know, Jody Ashendorf's down there. We all just, you know, support each other and help each other out when we need to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if every brokerage is like that, but it's like we have a bunch of aces in that brokerage and everyone kind of handles business in different ways and has their own pursuits within the business, but we're all there to help each other out and it's fun. So it's a good place to be.
That's fantastic.
And you know, Pete's grandfather started that brokerage back in 1923.
Really?
So it's over 100 years now that brokerage has been in existence. So it's pretty amazing. You know, you don't see a lot of companies that exist for 100 years.
Absolutely.
Let alone real estate.
Yeah.
So, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that longevity is a testament to, you know, the culture that they've built and the business that they've built.
Definitely. You know, we take a lot of pride in doing things right, you know, because I found in real estate, I guess I was a little naive at first. I jumped into it and just thought everyone, you know, we all had the same schooling, training, you know, that people just do things right. We have a code of ethics. and I'm not knocking anybody, but it's easy to get outside the lines in real estate.
Yeah.
It really is. But Kauf Hunter Haas, we pride ourselves in doing things right and, mm-hmm. you know, taking care of our clients and also working cooperatively with agents on the other end and making sure that we're earning the respect that we need to operate as a business.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
That's easily overlooked, I think, a lot of, because you, like you said, it is so, you're operating kind of individually and you think of this is my business, but there's a whole other side of it that cooperative agent, you know, you need to have those relationships to be able to, you know, really negotiate well, I think.
Definitely. You've got to work with the agent on the other side, and sometimes it's real smooth and sometimes it's not.
Yep.
So, but you know, it makes the business interesting for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Let's talk about the family, man. How is that dynamic of diving into real estate? You know, you've been doing it, what, 6 or 7 years now. How's that dynamic with the balance of you know, raising a boy and maintaining that relationship with your wife and being able to be present when, you know, your days are crazy, you know? So how's that been for you?
You know, challenging.
Sure.
You know, like anything, but it's good in a positive way.
Yeah.
You know, fortunately, I have a wife who understands the business. You know, sure. She gets frustrated with me every couple months or so, you know, where it's like I'm gone 12 hours and she's home with her son who's 3 and a half now. And, you know,
Tasmanian devil.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. He's a cute kid. He's fun. But, you know, it's a lot in terms of balancing that home life and work life. You know, you've got to be there for, you know, clients when they need you. I like the flexibility of it, but like I said, my wife Brittany, she's very understanding of when clients need me, they need me.
Yeah.
And I got to be there because what I'm doing for them is important, and she understands that. She'll get frustrated every now and then, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But she's so human. Understanding and gets it. She really does. I think it was hard on her at first when I was really, you know, jumping into it and grinding away and gone a lot. You know, it was an adjustment for us.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. you know, that's life.
Change,
we got through
change
it.
Is hard, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's been good. She's great. Her son's great. So, and she's kind of in the business as well as a property manager.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's great.
She kind of understands the people aspect of it too.
Yeah.
And the challenge there. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. I think for any entrepreneur, that initial adjustment, like you were saying, like it was really hard at first. And as an agent, you are an entrepreneur, and there's just so much that comes at you all at once. That's like, wow, I just, you know, as much as you had to manage at the bar, it's like, it feels like a different ballgame, I bet, you know, diving into this. And it's like, wow, I'm responsible for everything that happens.
Right.
And if nothing happens, that's all on me too.
Exactly. Exactly. Fortunately, I'm a pretty like self-driven person. Mm-hmm. And I think any successful agent needs to be, because no one else cares whether I sell a house this weekend,
right.
You know, except my wife and my son.
Right.
So no one else is putting that pressure on me, but I'm always been pretty self-driven, as you saw, Patrick.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, running the bar where, you know, I just had to hustle and, you know, I've always like just been driven towards success and, you know, put that effort in there. And you've got to have that in real estate. If you don't, you're not going to succeed.
Yeah.
And you also have to, I'm going off on a tangent here, but
no, please
I think you've also got to have that, the attitude that you're there, like I said earlier, it's a people business.
Mm-hmm.
You're there to take care of your clients.
Right.
And I figured that out real quick. And I knew that, you know, as long as you're taking care of your clients and looking out for their best interest, you're going to have success.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's but then at the end of the day, there's so many components, as you said, Daniel, like, you know, the marketing, you know, mm-hmm. all the behind the scenes stuff that no one sees. You know, I think maybe a good agent makes it look easy,
right.
But it's not whatsoever. We wear a lot of hats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we wear every hat. So,
right.
You know, it's but I've always thrived on that in terms of like keeping a bunch of balls in there, like juggling,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what I think is so great about real estate agents that are doing it the right way is your clients shouldn't think that you're doing much for them when in fact you're following up with the mortgage, the lending process, the home inspections, the title, you know, making sure the title work is okay. Like, there's so many moving parts that the client only sees the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
And that means you're doing a good job. Yep. You know, like, yep. If they don't hear about anything else, perfect. Exactly. You did well, you know?
And my goal is to not let them see the difficult exactly. parts of it. You know, yeah. I want their transaction to be as stress free and just as smooth as possible. So I try to make an effort to not let the clients see the difficult parts of what we do.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So where are we going? Where are we going with this, man? Like I love following you. I love following your growth. I think you're a great person.
Thank you.
Where do you want to go with this, man? Like, sky's the limit. You know, are you interested in maybe potentially starting a team or a group or anything like that?
No, I don't think I'll start a team, or it's just everyone's kind of got their own cup of tea.
Yeah.
And that's not maybe I'm just a little bit of a control freak, or I want to be very hands on. You know, Patrick, if we were working together, you're my seller. I want to be there. Like, yeah. I wouldn't feel good passing you off to anyone, even if it was the most trusted person for mm-hmm. me. I just want to be there. Yeah. You know, I want to be very involved. Some agents form teams and they do fantastic. You know, like Jason and Liz in my office, they work as a team and they're great. They take such great care of their clients, and fantastic agents. So for me, it's just like, that's not a route I'm going, unless my wife jumps into real estate, maybe. But that'd be a whole different, whole different cup of tea, right?
Yeah.
I like to work with my sellers and buyers very, very one-on-one, hands-on, and get my clients from A to Z,
you know,
through the whole process,
right.
And be very involved. You know, we've got great support at Kauf Hunter Haas too, with Shayla and Priscilla. Shayla's our marketing closing coordinator, and Priscilla is the backbone of the place. You know, she's our office manager, and she does a fantastic job. So it's nice to have that support there. Sure. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not doing everything by myself.
Right.
They do a whole lot, and I appreciate them so much. But yeah, so probably just, you know, keep grinding away on my own and you know, take care of my clients and just keep moving on.
That's awesome stuff.
Yeah, thank you. And then I've jumped into some building as well.
Yeah, let's touch base on that. Let's go into that. I know you wanted to. I mean, because it's so versatile, like, to be able to go to your clients and talk about not just the resale process, but the aspect of new construction and you're going through that or have been through that. So your experience is different from other real estate agents around town. So kind of dive into that, man. Let's talk about it.
Well, one interesting thing I liked about real estate, other than the client care aspect of it, I love to help people sell their houses and buy new homes. But other than that, I saw it's an industry where you can really head in a lot of different directions.
Right.
You know, some agents get into flipping homes. I really don't have an appetite for that. Maybe I'm, you know, a little risk adverse. Like, I don't want to buy a distressed 100-year-old home and hope that there's nothing too terribly wrong with it once right. you open up the walls. You could get into, and this comes with just gaining more knowledge of the market and getting more and more experience. You can head different directions, maybe buy some investment property, have some rentals. Not my cup of tea either. You know, I'm not a landlord type personality. I don't want to really do that. So I thought a nice way to go is to ground up construction. And along with that is, you know, trying to go after our biggest challenge is lack of inventory
mm-hmm. right.
in the market. So if I can build some new construction ground up, and not just me, I've got a great GC builder that I work with, JCB Homes, Brian Fitzpatrick. He's fantastic, great builder. But I thought if I can work with Brian, get some houses built, you know, add some inventory to the market, it'd be a great way to go. So yeah. I jumped in, I bought a lot this past year in Madisonville, got a nice home going up there. And then just jumping into a second project in Columbia Tusculum, where we're going to build a nice home in Columbia Tusculum. So it's been really cool to learn ground up construction and all the details and all the challenges along sure. with it, you know. So it's been very interesting and rewarding, I think, too. You know, hopefully very rewarding at the end too when I sell it.
Right.
So my first bill will be done in a couple months, the one in Madisonville.
That's exciting.
I'll put it on market and I think someone's really going to like that house. It's going to be a really nice house and fit the neighborhood too. Hmm. I mean, I think that's one thing that I can do as an agent that'll help me with ground up construction is understand the community I'm building in.
Absolutely.
You know, I know Madisonville very well. I know Columbia Tusculum. I know Hyde Park. I mean, I sell houses all over the city, of course, from Westchester to Anderson to, you know, Hyde Park. But I've really got a feel for neighborhoods and what kind of new home will work in that neighborhood.
That's awesome.
So it's been a cool process so far.
Well, I think it's just another tool that you can put on your belt for your client care as far as being like a client care representative. Like, hey, buyer, we have the ability to go check out these houses, but we also, depending on what you're looking for, we have the ability to, and your timing, to build. Like, we have a house that's being built right now. Let's go take a look at it. You know, if this is something that strikes you as interesting, great. You know, if not, let's keep going this direction. You know, like, I think the multifaceted approach just makes you more marketable to another type of clientele, you know? And I think that's genius, you know? Like you talked about the different tentacles that you can go or the different avenues you can go in real estate. If you open yourself up to more of those, good things can happen, you know? Mm-hmm. So
for sure.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. And it kind of keeps you, you know, real estate goes up and down. And I saw that new construction is needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of like steadies the, you know, maybe the downtimes, you know, when there's an off year, you know, but I've got sure. a couple builds going, you know,
right.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Yeah. More steady. And then it also gives you that perception of the expertise on that end of like a few years ago when COVID was around, everybody was talking about how high the prices for wood were, you know, like now you're like, hey, we have the whole rigmarole of a build out that, you know, this could save you money in the long run. I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about it. You're more into it than I am. But like, I just think that I think it's a great, great avenue.
Well, I think just by having that expertise of having done that and going down this road yourself enables you, you know, if maybe that isn't the right avenue for one of your clients, but a Dries or a Fisher build is, like, you have that expertise to know what to be looking for and help them through that That's process too.
That is a very good point because I've not worked with a client. You know, I've sold over 100 houses, but I haven't been through a new build process with a client, which is nice. I'm going through it myself right now and mm-hmm. learning quite a bit along the way.
Right.
And as really you said, Dana, like I can now, because of what I've learned through the process myself, better help my clients if they want to go that route and know what to look for.
You know, the pitfalls throughout to the avoid. Process.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. You know, and keep an eye out. Yeah. For the client through the process.
Right. And I think that'd be really beneficial for your clients.
Let me ask something that's Daniel's going to be like, what are you doing? I really want to know, like, what do you like to do outside of business? What do you enjoy?
Well, you know, with the little one, we try to travel, sure. you know, it's a little difficult as you know,
oh, yeah.
three
He's
little
got
ones,
three as well.
You've got three as well. Yeah. So you guys have a lot more on your plate than I do, but, we do like to travel. We like to, you know, get away a little bit and, you know, go down to a nice beach or get down to the Caribbean, which hopefully we'll do this spring. Spend a lot of time with family.
That's awesome.
You know, in our downtime or meet up with friends and, you know, just try and decompress at times. And, you know, as you said earlier, I've got a lot of friends from my previous life in the bar business.
Yeah.
And I try to keep up with people. I just met a friend and client last night, Chris, and, just caught up, you know, and just try and stay in touch, you know, so.
Well, that's what I really enjoy about you. Cause a lot of people say that, but you practice what you preach, man. Like, It was, I don't know, months ago, but like you reached out and you're like, hey, Patrick, you want to go get a drink sometime? And I was like, yeah, man, I'd love to. And it wasn't like, it wasn't, there was no intention on either end. It was just like, let's catch up,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's just grab a drink and see where things are. And
well, it's always been fun talking
yeah,
with you.
Yeah.
Like you and I have always had great conversations. I think that's why,
yeah.
you know, I enjoyed when you'd, you know, pop in the bar every now sure. and then. And it's always fun chatting with you.
Absolutely.
And that's why I'm glad we've always stayed in touch too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just amazing how the world works, man. Like I wouldn't never expected to be in the position that I'm in. And then when I found out that you were getting into real estate, the first thing that popped in my head was that is a great idea for Brian mm-hmm. to be in real estate. Like he's going to be so successful. And we talked early on when you were getting into it. And I was like, man, I'm just so excited for what the future holds for you and your family, man.
Thank you.
It's really cool.
Appreciate it. So, it's always been fun. Like, you know, and I'm glad we both ended up in the industry
yeah.
together, you know, where it's just been cool that, you know, I can bounce stuff off you at sure. times. And, you know, we've always had that great relationship. Sure. Like I said, it's always good conversations with you.
Yeah,
always absolutely. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you. We want to dive into commercial break.
Sure. We can do that. So we always like to thank Back to Back Ministries, whose studio we are currently in. They allow us to use it, which is very nice, very generous. So we just like to give them a quick shout out. And then we want to ask you, Brian, some advice that you might have for newer agents and maybe some buyer-seller advice as well. So let me just give them a quick plug here. Back to Back Ministries is a global nonprofit orphan care organization with their sights set on providing care for today and hope for every tomorrow. From Cincinnati, Ohio to Hyderabad, India, staff teams around the world are stepping into hard stories and choosing to stay. To learn more about the work Back to Back does, how you can get involved, and why a global team won't stop until every child is known and loved, visit backtoback.org today. Thank you, Back to Back.
Yeah, we appreciate them.
It's a great studio here we got, so it works out really well. But fantastic. With that said, what advice do you want to give some advice for newer agents, maybe that were in your shoes here 6-7 years ago?
Well, it's funny. An agent just reached out to me. She just got licensed in Kentucky. She and I used to work together at RP McMurphy's,
okay.
Becky Ball. And I know she's going to be successful. She's just sharp and she gets it. But she reached out to me and wanted to sit down. We met for coffee over at Coffee Emporium in Hyde Park. And she wanted to know if I could offer any advice. And I told her I appreciate that because she gets it. Like she needs to kind of get a feel for the business and gain any knowledge she could.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I was helpful. I tried to help, but
yeah.
You know, I know she'll be successful, but I would say that for newer agents is reach out to some folks that you know that have been doing it for a while
mm-hmm.
and see if you can learn anything. I offer everyone, you know, newer agents that come into our brokerage, which doesn't happen very often. Pete, Heather, and Susan keep it pretty tight. It's pretty, you know, boutique brokerage, and they've kept it on the, I would say, small side intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
But when a new agent comes in, I always offer, like, can we sit down and talk? You've got to learn from the people that have done it and been there. But beyond that, for newer agents, I'd say, one, you know, just always keep client top of mind, you know. I knew when I got in the business, as long as, because it can be nerve wracking. I'm sure every agent that jumps in the business is like, you know, for the first time, it's just you. You know, it's 100% commission. If you don't sell homes, then you're not making a dollar. Mm-hmm. So it can be stressful at first. But, you know, I knew that if I just kept the clients at top of mind, I was never worried about what I'm getting out of it. As long as I know the client is going to end up in a good place, I'll be okay. You know, as long as I'm taking care of them. So I would say that to a new agent is just make sure you're always thinking of the client first. Don't think about what you're getting out of it. Because if you're thinking about what you're getting out of it, it's not a good formula to be successful. And then otherwise, I would just say pay attention to the details, like just little stuff. Hmm. That's what I told Becky a couple weeks ago when we met. Just, you know, is your email signature just spot on, you know? A lot of times I'll copy and paste an email signature to send to someone like a lender. You know, like if a client needs a lender, I might just copy and paste this lender's email signature and send, as long as it's got all of the information.
Right.
Just little details like that, you know, in terms of managing your business, because it's just you, no one else is looking out for you. Just managing all those little details is important.
Love that.
But, absolutely. Yeah. That's awesome. That's great advice. So what about buyers and sellers in this market? What advice are you giving out to your people you're working with right now?
So it's been a wild market for a couple of years. I think it's going to continue on this trend probably through late spring, just from, you know, listening to the prognosticators and experts and, you know, trying to stay on top of the market. I think it's a great time to make a move now if you can as a seller. You've got to have that contingent plan if you don't find that next house.
Right.
But that's where I come in as an agent and make sure I'm keeping you in as good of a place as possible and really staying on top of things. And then on the buy side, you know, right now is a great time to buy because there's not as much competition out there. You know, the minute the rates hit like mid fives, everyone's been sitting on the sidelines waiting.
Yep.
I would say buy now if you can, you know, and then refinance in a year if you can, you know, if it gets to that point. But right now is a pretty good time to buy. You'll get the house at around the right value. Your interest rate might be up a little bit, but if you wait until all these other folks jump in the market, and you've got to compete with 10 other offers on a house, you're going to end up paying like 50 grand over, you know, what the actual value should be on that house. So yeah, I think it's a great time to buy on the sell side, as long as you've got a good contingent plan in terms of maybe temporary housing in case you don't find that next house, but you're going to sell well right now. It's a seller's market.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'd be my advice for buyers and sellers right now.
Man, that's awesome.
Great advice. That's why you need an expert like Brian on your corner.
Thanks, Daniel.
That's awesome. Well, man, we appreciate you being on our podcast. We really do. Brian, I have a lot of respect for you, man. I love following your business and the direction that you're going with it. You know, I'm proud and glad to be able to call you a friend.
So thank you.
Thank you for being on, and thank you for your support with our platform. I can't thank you enough for everything, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me here, and thank you for your friendship.
Absolutely, brother.
It's been good. Like I said, I'm glad we both kind of went down a path in real estate. You're on a different level than me, but it's different, you know. It's
different in all ways, shapes, or forms.
For sure.
But it's also fun, man. I love collaborating with you and people helping people, man. That's the goal. So
heck yeah.
So yeah. Well, thank you for being a part of this, and excited for what the future holds.
Always a pleasure. So,
thank you, sir.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, Brian.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Cincinnati Real Producers Podcast, powered by Nextdoor Photos. We do this every week, so be sure to subscribe so you can follow along. If you liked our conversation, leave us a review. We'd love to hear your thoughts.